This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Meet you for coffee at the elementary school. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. Beautiful, eyes deep, the melody settles down over me. I'm not bored or unhappy, I'm still so strange and wild. I'm in the wind, I'm in the water, nobody's son, nobody's daughter.
That's right. You think you're relaxing at your country club? You're away from the crime, you're away from the tyranny. You're isolated from what you've done to the public, but you're being sprayed by aluminum dioxide, barium salts, the atmosphere is being cooked. Nobody's safe. Chemtrails over the country club, boys and girls. There's nothing more avant-garde than InfoWars. I don't say that from some sense of accomplishment. I mean, anybody else could have been avant-garde if they cared about the facts and researched the globalist operation. All right, we did a pretty good job last hour covering the fact that the Ukraine World War III operation is not going according to plan. Still a giant disaster and a terrible situation for everybody except the soulless globalists, but they're getting ready to scapegoat Zelensky. They're looking at ending the war and blaming him. I don't know. They may double down again, but definitely they're having second thoughts about World War III with Russia right now, so that's a good thing. The over-the-top developments that I already mentioned, California is like, okay, you're letting people out that are two-time sex traffickers of children. We really need to keep them in prison and charge them with felonies. They're like, nope. And then I never played the clip, did I? I never got the clip of them laughing about it. Yeah, here's Assemblyman Reggie Jones Sawyer was caught on a hot mic laughing at the victims of human trafficking who heckled him after blocking the bill. Here it is.
Petition for reconsideration, sir.
That bill fails. Reconsideration is granted unanimously.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so that's Public Safety Committee Chair, Democrat Reginald Byron Jones Sawyer. He's laughing at the reaction there. Republican State Senator Shannon Grove put forward the measure.
Man, this guy's got more names than a Roman emperor. So we've got all that, but let me tell you what we're going to cover when we come back. Ray Epps, our little sweetheart, he's filed a suit against Fox News. He blames Tucker Carlson for the fact that people think he was orchestrating things, though he sent a text message to family while he was there ramming signs into the police and leading the first breach that he, quote, orchestrated it. Wow. You say, well, then why would he file a suit? Because it's in D.C., they'll have a controlled judge, controlled jury, $50 million. $50 billion for Rams. I mean, in a controlled courtroom with weaponized systems, lawfare, 90-plus million to an FBI agent, never said his name, didn't know who he was, never showed a picture of him, none of my crew did, and then he just marches in and says, Alex Jones was mean to me. One time somebody called my desk and said, do you really work at the FBI? And the jury said, 95 million or what, 94 million, just... No evidence, never said his name, didn't know who he was, sued me. So, I mean, hell, Tucker said Ray Epps' name. How about $87 trillion? How about all the money in the universe? And if a judge tells a Democrat jury, listen here, Fox News talked about this poor little baby cake. They won't show Ray Epps saying attack the building or go into the building. They won't show him saying go in. They won't show him ramming a sign. They won't show his text message saying I orchestrated it. They won't allow any of that in. They'll just go, here's this little baby cake right here. Didn't do a thing, and this mean Fox News did it. And that jury will say $987 quadrillion right now. I'll be right back.
The globalists are only humans. Yeah, they have control of the central banks. They have a lot of power, but they can be defeated. But some of their operations are going to take decades to stop. But one thing you can do right now is take control of your body and your family's body by purifying the water that you drink and that you cook with. And you do it with the highest quality gravity-fed filter out there. This thing does 10,000 gallons. You can sit there and put hundreds of gallons through in a day. It purifies very quickly, and it cuts out thousands of chemicals to non-detectable levels. This is what I use, which my family uses. It's the very best system out there for the lowest price. For a limited time, 10% off on top of that, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. In stock and replacement filters for folks that need those in stock. Get it today, and it funds the InfoWar. Don't procrastinate. This is one of the main areas we can take control of our lives and stop the globalists from hitting us with poison that they allow in the water supply. In some cases, they add to the water supply like fluoride.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
A lot of people watch the clips of Ray Epps running around like a chicken with his head cut off, saying, go into the Capitol tomorrow, go in today, go in. I orchestrated it, helping ram signs into police. And then our own Owen Schroyer arrested, indicted, facing years in prison for being outside the Capitol, saying, do not go in. He's facing years in jail. But Ray Epps has the New York Times defending him, everybody defending him. Well, now a real nightmare for the deep state New World Order came true. Representative Nails, Republican, asked FBI Director Ray if he will arrest Ray Epps. Then, hours after this happened, the lawsuit was filed against Fox by Ray Epps, with his lawyer saying he's been told by the FBI he will be indicted. That's probably like a psychological thing. Like, oh, he will be indicted. But, and we're suing Fox News. Because it's Tucker that made people think he, quote, instigated it. No, you didn't say instigated. You said orchestrated. Because when you instigate, you kind of just push somebody. When you're the orchestrate, you're the orator, you're the conductor, you're up there, dun-dun-dun-dun, can we pull up on YouTube a video of a conductor directing a symphony? Or are we going to have Porky Pig in the famous Looney Tunes shows? No. You didn't instigate. You said that you orchestrated. See, they say I orchestrate InfoWars, and I do. I'm the orchestrator. Now, it's more like jazz, though, because I'm not in control of the violins and the horns and the piano. It's more like I love liberty, I love freedom. What does everybody think? Have guests on, have a larger discussion. It's more like jazz. Like, what are you going to play? Boom, 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 boom. Somebody else over here doing something else. We're not. This is like a jazz operation. I'm not like a conductor that's hitting the violin and then ordering the harp and then having the piano hit and then the violin's going and then, no. Maybe they even got a trombone in there. Maybe they've got a pipe organ. I'm not running any of that. I'm not involved in any of that. I'm just simply trying to promote freedom. But he said I orchestrated it. That's not instigated it. Instigate just means like, you're at a football game going, yeah, get them, yeah, come on, team. Or you're at a swim meet, your daughter's about to win the race. Like, come on, baby, come on, Charlotte, you can do it. Little bit harder. That's instigating. Orchestrating is when you're running the show. Like, you're a general in a battle, commanding the forces and giving them their orders. So imagine, in the text messages, he says, I orchestrated it. Let me tell you, a quarterback doesn't orchestrate a victory. The coach orchestrates. The quarterback executes and instigates. So, You've got the self-described conductor who's orchestrating, orchestra, that's what that comes from, orchestra, orchestrating. You know, only a master can orchestrate all these different people. He says, I am a conductor. And now, there'll have to be a special jury and a special judge. No evidence will be shown. He'll just sit there and cry. And the jury will say $79 trillion, just $87 billion. It'll be just so... The news will say, Ray Epps innocent. He fought the Gen 6 invaders with a battle axe. He personally killed 500 of them, like Samson. But Alex Jones came and overpowered him and forced his way in and then killed 9,000 members of Congress. I mean, that's preposterous, that's absurdist, that's satirical, but who cares if there's death camps in China run by Apple because Tim Cook wears a black turtleneck, you see. And Ray Epps wears a red Trump hat, you see. So let's go ahead and go to this incredible excoriation of the FBI director. And then literally within hours of this happening, we hear Ray Epps will be indicted from his lawyer. Probably won't happen. And that, it's all the fault of Tucker Carlson. Here it is.
I want to turn my attention now to this fella, this character, Mr. Ray Epps. We've all heard of him. We've heard of Mr. Ray Epps. He was number 16 on your FBI most wanted list. He was encouraging people the night prior and the day of to go into the Capitol. And Mr. Ray Epps can be seen at the first breach of Capitol grounds at approximately 12:50 p.m. Play the clip, please.
We need to go into the Capitol.
Into
the Capitol.
We are going to the Capitol, where our problems are. It's that direction. He spread the word.
All right. No, Dave, but one more
thing. Yeah, so can we go up there? No?
When we go in.
Are we going to get arrested if we go up there?
You don't need to get shot.
Should we arrest us?
There he is, breaching the line, going in at the first breach into the Capitol grounds, a restricted area. Mr. Ray, you have arrested hundreds of people related to January 6th. And there have been people arrested for breaching Capitol grounds. Cooey Griffin is an example. Rachel Genko is an example. And then we go to Mr. Brandon Streka. Brandon was arrested for disorderly and disruptive conduct, which included yelling, I quote, go, 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 as rioters tried to empty the Capitol. These three never went into the Capitol. They never assaulted anyone. So let's be honest with each other. There is very little difference between the actions of Ray Epps and Brandon Streka that day, but yet Streka was arrested and Epps wasn't. Epps also testified to the January 6th committee. He was back at his hotel when video evidence showed that he wasn't. He lied. He was on the Capitol grounds just as Brandon Streka was. Epps even texted his nephew at 2:12 p.m. and said, I quote, I was in the front with a few others. It was on the video. I also orchestrated it. Now look into the camera, sir, when you answer my next question. Are you going to arrest Mr. Epps, yes or no?
I'm not going to engage here in a discussion about individual people who are or are not going to be prosecuted.
Can I get a commitment? You just watched the video. I'm an old law dog. I understand a little bit about probable cause. He did very little. There was very little difference what he did. And Mr. Streka, you can see him. He's encouraging. I almost think he's inciting a riot. He's encouraging people the night prior to go into the Capitol. The day of, go into the Capitol. And he was at the first breach. And he breached the restricted area. Everybody, a lot of people get arrested for not going into the Capitol, but they're in the restricted area. But yeah, Ray Epps, who many people feel, fed, right? And there's a lot of clout over this. So my point is this. You arrested a lot of folks for unlawful activity. You just saw the video. And I will tell you, Mr. Ray, if you don't arrest Mr. Epps, there's a reason behind it. I believe you know what it is. and it appears to me you are protecting this guy. I strongly recommend you get your house back in order. With that, I yield back.
So you ask again, how does Ray Epps say go into the way more than Straka did? How does he do that and that he's protected and defended? Well, I mean, you know what's going on. But you're not supposed to say that. So now his lawyer says he's going to be indicted. Let's not hold our breath and see if that happens. Or they can indict and kind of drop the prosecution later because they know they've got a problem here. They put, what, over 800 people in jail so far, many of them totally peaceful, outside. They're trying to put Owen Schroyer in jail for being there with me. You say, why didn't they indict you? They figured I was already a big enough figure where they wouldn't be able to contain me. They think Owen, they can. But it's not working. Owen's exploded. Work he's doing is amazing. But we're fighting hard for everybody, folks. This is very, very serious. All right, I want to get into something I didn't cover when it came to the California trying to keep kidnapping children legal. Yeah, it's legal in California. You heard them, basically. I want to get into the devil worship of the Democratic Party when we come back. I have a special guest, Dr. Rima Labo.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Facts. California is basically legalizing pedophilia, since child sex traffickers won't even get in trouble. You can give people HIV or hepatitis and not get in trouble. Places like Washington State have passed laws where they can grab your kids as young as 7, 8 years old and put them in a facility, never even telling you where they went, because they're protecting your child because you're transphobic, and then they can basically complete the sexual mutilization of the children. And then you see that clip we play. There's a bunch of these clips from CNN yesterday. These right-wing crazy nuts say child trafficking is happening and it's connected to Satanism. They're just nuts. But it's everywhere. Just today, look at these headlines. Pure Evil, latest Disney production, is a cartoon about a girl who inherits a ritualistic killing, blood-drinking cult from her father. We're going to play that trailer in a moment. Satanic Temples, lawsuit, claiming Texas law violates their religious freedom to abort... to abortion rituals, dismissed by federal judge, saying it's a ritual to kill babies. Hellish, demonic freak fantasizes about being first tranny to implant uterus in aborted babies. So again, implant a uterus and then abort the babies. That is their crazy dream. I want you to pay to put up a uterus in me so I can kill a baby. Because I want to be a woman that kills babies. And he's wearing his Illuminati buttons, all the rest of his little buttons. I mean, this is the scum of the earth in a revolution against us, completely coming after us. And I bet you my bottom dollar that individual's into Satanism. But let's go ahead and roll the program. Praise Petty is set to premiere in July 21st at 10 p.m., and it's owned and promoted by Disney. So here is the trailer for that. And then let's back-to-back go ahead and play the hellish demonic freak fantasizes about being first tranny to implant uterus and abort baby.
It's morning again. The sun is shining. The ghosts are screaming. And I'm still here despite the fact that last night I witnessed someone get ritualistically murdered by my dad's cult that I just inherited.
Oh, here we go.
I'm Petey. I had it all.
Mother!
Here.
What's this?
It's a message from your father.
It's me, your father! The community of New Utopia is all yours.
I just needed to figure out my place in my dead dad's weird town.
I'm walking here.
The great daughter! She's arrived!
Welcome to New Utopia.
I'm new to this being the cult leader thing.
Thank you. But I was excited to get to work.
Do you need this hammer?
Yeah, just put it between my pecs.
Is this town doing okay?
No, we're starving.
You being here means the prophecy of the great daughter's return is fulfilled.
I'll make New Utopia normal.
No more human sacrifice.
Surprise!
I have a vision for New Utopia, and it is bright!
Everyone is happy they have someone to mindlessly follow.
Around the leader, and the comet is coming!
You blinked.
We need you here so the comet will return.
Oh, God. It's a space cult? Oh, of course. Boomers love space.
All right, praise Petey. And by the way, when I watched that this morning, I was watching on my phone, so I didn't see it said Mike Judge is the producer. Well, I'm good friends with Mike Judge. Used to hang out with him all the time. And then I just got busy. He got busy. And we haven't hung out in years. My wife's a big Beavis and Butthead fan. She's like, we need to go hang out with Mike Judge. We got to go hang out with Mike Judge. Please call Mike Judge. I'm like, you don't normally care about my famous friends. She goes, but I want to hang out with Mike Judge. And so she didn't want to go to the opening of Joe Rogan's comedy club, too. We did that. But I'm going to call him tonight. But there I am saying, hey, look at all the Satanism. This is like we're not going to kill people anymore. Because I know Mike's aware of the New World Order, doesn't like him, King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead. King of the Hill is still the top grossing TV program ever, even ahead of Seinfeld. It's made $2 billion. Pretty crazy, but I'm definitely, funny I said a couple days ago I'm going to call Mike Judge. I'm going to call Mike today and say, what is the meaning of this? You know, his last big hit was Silicon Valley. But my point is, it's entering the main culture that there are rich, elitist billionaires that want Satanism and claim it's going to create a utopia. Because I was just talking about how they want this leftist pedo utopia yesterday. And I watched this trailer. It's talking about this utopia. This is what these crazies are pushing. And so this is really hitting peak pedo right now, that Mike Judge, that only makes big hits, has a new Disney TV program coming out about Satanism, secret cults, worldwide elites, rich people setting this up. Absolutely crazy. So Gateway Pundit calls it pure evil. Well, I'm going to give Mike Judge the benefit of the doubt because Beavis and Butthead's pure funny and King of the Hill's pure Americana. But looks like they're just exposing the occultists and how bad they are. I mean, you heard her in there saying, we're going to stop sacrificing people now. But I'm going to find out. I'm going to call Mike. I'm going to get his take on it. And I'll assure you, once the show comes out, I will watch it and give you my views on it. But Mike's a really smart guy. He was one of the head guys when he was 20-something years old on the F-18 project. He was one of the managers. He's a physicist, mathematician. Took his money from that project and went and made Beavis and Butthead that he hand-drew that became a super hit. So I really, really, really respect him. But let me tell you who I don't respect is this person. Let's go to this club. Hellish demonic freak fantasizes about being first tranny to implant uterus and abort baby. Radical male trans activist claims he wants a uterus and ovaries scientifically implanted, which he'll use to get impregnated before murdering a baby via abortion. Here is this individual.
The first trans woman to have a successful uterus transplant, ovaries and eggs included.
Ugh.
And I want to be the first trans woman to have an abortion.
Ugh.
I will let a doctor who has successfully transplanted a uterine complex before cut the organs out of a willing, healthy, transmasculine donor.
Hit pause. Back it up. You hear that? Cut the organs out of the willing. I mean, it's literally Hellraiser. Cut the organs out. I want to have a womb and kill the baby. And I'm sure, like, oh, we got to pay for it right now. I mean, that's how sick this is. I mean, go back to this.
This woman to have an abortion. I will let a doctor who has successfully transplanted a uterine complex before cut the organs out of a willing, healthy, transmasculine donor. Place them in my body. I will devote myself, heart and soul, to their aftercare. I will have as much gay sex as it takes with as many trans women as it takes, and let the transphobes and homophobes scratch their heads, wondering what to make of it.
Now that's it. So it's total mad scientist. I'll do anything. Which once you see this, you're like, well, I don't care if they have animal human clones, or I don't care if we, you know, release GMO mosquitoes. Everything's so crazy. They're just glorifying the scum to totally confuse everybody. Wow, what a piece of filth. Burn in hell, scumbag. Burn in hell. The globalists aren't just targeting us through the poison shots or the electromagnetic 5G or the GMO crops. They're hitting us with hundreds of chemicals that the EPA has authorized companies and industry to use. One of the top
pesticides used is atrazine. The allowable level the government admits that they allow to be in your water supply is enough to sterilize you and basically turn your son into a feminized mutant. Look it up. Don't let them do this to your family. We have the very best gravity-fed filter system out there. Highest rated at half the price of leading competitors. The Alexa Pure, ready to ship to you right now. We have replacement filters for folks who have already gotten it. It does 10,000 gallons before you replace them. It is amazing. It's great for your home, your business. You can put swamp water in it, tap water, whatever, well water. Almost everything's contaminated. This is how you take control of the fluids in your body and counter the globalist onslaught. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we're running a 10% discount. That is a huge discount to start at the lowest price out there. You need this filter.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to the real danger zone for the next hour, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Rima Labo of PreventGenocide2030.org. But here's a blast from the past. This has gone viral. It's probably had 100 million views conservatively. There's so many versions of it. Of Jesse Ventura's show with myself and Dr. Rima Labo in 2009 with her nailing what was coming next.
Jesse Ventura's conspiracy investigators have tracked down the deadly secret behind the elite group that tries to rule the world. When the population gets too big to handle, the solution is cut it down.
There's an entire agenda afoot
to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda, and they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions. And this is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill.
We must acknowledge that the genetic COVID-19 genetic injections cause far more harm than good and provide zero benefit relative to risk.
The death rates from this vaccine are, there's been more deaths in 8 months than in all the billions of vaccines combined over the last 30 years.
50% of the deaths occur within 48 hours, 80% within a week.
And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Labo.
In a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination.
Now, what is it about these vaccinations? You think that they're bad?
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility.
No, this is pretty shocking.
This process has already been ongoing. To make matters worse, the vaccines that were illegally approved by the FDA contain a substance called squalene.
Squalene, an organic compound used in vaccines to stimulate the immune system and increase the response.
If I inject you with squalene, you're mute.
Dr. Rima Labo, medical doctor, PreventGenocide2030.org, PreventGenocide2030.org, joins us for the rest of the next hour. And wow, where to begin? She's got a bunch of UN documents that are public with this UN World Treaty, the announcements of the central bank digital currencies, the announcement of the medical IDs, the vaccine passports. It's all coming. It's all here. So, doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Alex. And this is such an important conversation. I'm really glad we're talking today.
Well, let's plunge right into it, because you sent us a lot of documents to go over.
I did. Let's start with the fact that the UN and the WHO, which is a subsidiary servant organization like UNESCO and UNICEF and Food and Agriculture Organization, are designed to control the entire world, to be a world dictatorship, the likes of which we have never seen. And up until now, their very pretty contour, their makeup, their facade has been all benign and lovely. But those pretenses are falling away. On the 75th anniversary of the United Nations, the member states asked, and there are quotes around all of that, the member states asked the Secretary General Gutierrez, who is a very scary dude, but they asked Gutierrez to come up with a new document to move the UN further than its already quite terrifying charter takes it. Now, if you read the UN charter, which I did in high school as part of my civics class, and frankly, I was bored out of my mind by it. But if you read it now, you'll see that it takes over everything. That's how it's written. And they said, but that's not enough. They said, what if there are more shocks? There are global shocks. And I sent you a document called Annotated Global Shocks Plan for September 2024.
That's right. We'll put all that on the screen. So they're talking about, and previously, we're going to use Disease X, they said 4 years ago, to bring the UN into control. And that was COVID. Now they're saying we need more global shocks. And so we'll put those documents on screen.
And this document says that this shows that the global shock concept, which is anything. It can be climate change. It can be slowed down in the supply chain. It can be a black swan event, something we don't know yet. It can be another pandemic. It can be nothing at all. It can be the threat of having a global shock.
It can be a war.
It could be a war, like, for instance, by the way, speaking of war, the United Nations was formed, allegedly, to prevent wars. And I would like to point out that I can't think of a single conflict that the United Nations successfully either prevented or brought to a conclusion sooner. They're certainly not doing much of a good job in the Ukraine.
Although their specialty is cheerleading wars.
They cheerlead wars because, of course, the people who control the United Nations and the other globalist hegemony organizations and structures make money from wars, and they also depopulate and control from wars. So wars are very useful for them. So anyway, once we have all these global shocks that could happen to us, there's only, from their point of view, one possible way to deal with the possibility of global shocks, and that is to take over the entire world. And that's just what they've planned to do. So on the 75th anniversary of the globalist organization, which was written and designed to take over the world eventually, the member states said, tell us how we can take over the world, Director General Gutierrez. And Director General Gutierrez was only too happy to do so. He produced a document called Who We Are. And the document called Who We Are states that we are a group of people who are going to control everything because we say we can. And given global shocks, we can control communication, we can control academia, we can control supply lines, we can control manufacturing, we can control food, we can control everything because, as they say, that's who we are. And the special report of the Secretary General says we have a common agenda. And that common agenda, and these are public documents that are available to anyone, the public document is filled with hyperbole and filled with misstatements which have absolutely no documentation and no reality. Statements like, we are at an inflection point in history, in our biggest shared test since the Second World War. Humanity faces a stark and urgent choice, a breakdown or a breakthrough. What are they talking about? This is puffery of the most political sort.
And then meanwhile, I want to play a short clip to back you up. They say, oh, COVID came from global warming. No, it was in a lab. Oh, there's migrants flooding us because of COVID and global warming. No, you lock them down and then organize them to come here. So they're saying global warming's going to cause a civilizational collapse, and it's all our fault, but they're the ones administratively, through the big banks, through the Fortune 500, through the UN, literally collapsing civilization. And then John Kerry comes out a few days ago in Europe and says, don't worry, there'll be more resources under this. But in their own reports, they say they're going to cut the resources off. Here he is.
And we're seeing already in every aspect of life, it is now being affected by the climate crisis. But again, I say, this is not something where everybody has to go, oh my God, I don't want to do this because it's scary.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Piece of candy, and the kid who's 2 years old, 3 years old says, okay. That means that child has consented and there's no disparity in power or capability.
Sure. So they're getting rid of saying that children aren't of age and don't have consent to buy a rocket launcher or join the military or skydive or, you know, do any of this. I mean, this is an absolute targeting of children. And since we've been talking about this, Biden took off child trafficking as an issue off the U.S. government websites. They stopped DNA testing of children that they're finding at the border so they can disappear them into wherever knows next. California will not even make it a felony to be caught sex trafficking a child the second time. They're legalizing sex with 12-year-olds in California. They did legalize giving somebody HIV or hepatitis. I mean, they're really making their move. How many of these pedophiles are there? How big is this submerged iceberg? Because when you have the corporate media attacking movies like Sound of Freedom and just saying it's not true, there's no sex trafficking, while they sexualize children everywhere, all over the news and TV.
While they remove sex trafficking from activities of interest from our justice system.
Yes, I mean, this is a pedophile revolution. What is it about at its base? Is there a group behind that, or is it just a pedophile army?
Let's talk about what happens when you hypersexualize children, when you rape children, when you intrude on their psychosexual development. What happens is that you truncate, you cut off, you freeze their emotional development. If you rape and traumatize every single child and then continually re-traumatize them, because remember, the entire educational curriculum worldwide is being focused through a lens of sexuality. Math is to be taught through sexuality.
Yeah, that's their entire cult, is sexually manipulating a child, ruining their development, steering control of their development. You're talking about trauma-based mind control.
I'm talking about trauma-based mind control, making people obedient, making people incapable of further thought. When people have post-traumatic stress disorder because they've been traumatized, and that's what we're talking about, intentional bile traumatization, what happens is that they cannot see the future. They cannot think past the immediate fear and trauma and survival. So what you're doing is freezing people in a state of early childhood emotional and psychological development, and you can give them facts and they can do math and be physicists or technicians or doctors or whatever, but emotionally you have made them completely tractable and further controllable. So this is all about mind control. Now, in Ireland, they're going to kill 200,000 cows, and the population is supposed to say, okay, kill 10% of our herd, our cattle herd. Go ahead, do that. And in the Netherlands, close down 10,000 farms. People are supposed to tractably say, okay, whatever it is that you want to do, because I can't think further than my immediate survival and pleasure. And that's the brave new world, trauma-based mind control that all of this UN stuff and all of this WHO stuff rests upon.
Well, as a psychiatrist, you're an expert in this, Dr. Lebo, but I know I've read a lot of books about it, seen it in the history. I know Dr. Ewing Cameron, Jolyon West, the CIA kidnapped 10,000 plus children into Canada alone. There's been History Channel shows to try to create mind control slaves. That's why they raped them and tortured them very young to compartmentalize them. So clearly that's what they're doing. They're trying to accelerate development, the chemicals in the food and water, accelerate puberty. Then they freeze you and arrest your development at that point, basically. Is that accurate in layman's terms?
It is accurate. It is teaching parents to become part of the perpetrator circle that surrounds children. It is teaching parents that they should start masturbating their infants from birth. Now, we know, interestingly, George Gordon, Lord Byron, the great poet, was treated in that way by his Scottish nurse, who believed that that was a good way to calm infants. So she masturbated him from his birth.
And that's something that was taught by the lady they tried to make the Surgeon General, Jocelyn Elder. She publicly said that parents and administrators should masturbate one-year-olds. So this is sexual assault of one-year-olds.
Yes. Making everyone a perpetrator, so the child has nowhere to turn. The child has no one who is safe, who is interested in their own development rather than their interested in their sexualization.
And their own discovery of their, as they go into puberty and that whole thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Children, and let me tell you a secret. No child needs to be taught how to masturbate. Every kid figures it out, and they figure it out just fine. So instead of intruding on the psychosexual development of children in order to circumvent normal development and cut off normal development, another kind of castration, if you will, instead of doing, draw a picture of your private places. You can touch your penis or vulva with a teddy bear figure, because this is for very, very young children. This is perverted. This is wrong. And it creates people who are infinitely easier to control than you are, Alex, and than I am. So this is a real problem. But all of these things, our common agenda, Agenda 2030, oh, by the way, all of this stuff, the global shock business and the path to the future and the future summit, all of that is based on accelerating Agenda 2030. Why? because they're having a lot of trouble. They're behind schedule. They're not getting where they need to go. And we're halfway
through. And that was my next question. You got to come back soon and do like 2-3 hours commercial free. I'll come in Saturday if you want to do 2 hours commercial free to lay all this out. But we got some in the next hour. But let me ask you this then. I totally agree it's not going well. Why are they crazy enough to have ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, every channel? I mean, hundreds of clips I've seen. I stopped watching them after like the 30th clip. Hundreds I've read the transcript of where they're like, how dare the Sound of Freedom? It doesn't exist. So they've gone from admitting there's giant child sex trafficking to overnight taking it off the federal websites, saying they're not going to do DNA testing of kids that are just turned loose with no ID, small children. I mean, they are panicked right now, it seems. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. Now, that, of course, makes them more dangerous, but let's be clear about why they're panicked. They're panicked because of you, Alex. They're panicked because of me, Prevent Genocide 2030. And by the way, our new Twitter account, Prevent 2030, or I should say at Prevent 2030. They wouldn't let us put the word genocide in our title on Twitter. That's interesting. They're panicked because people are saying, Don't you dare touch my child. Don't you dare take away my car. Don't you dare take away my house. Don't you dare tell me that I can't eat meat. Don't you dare tell me that the patriarchy has to be a political concern for my one-year-old. Don't you dare sexualize education. People are saying, wait, but no. And they're saying it all over the world. And that's why, as I have always said, they are terrified of our numbers. They are terrified of our power because they are not fully in power yet. And this means that this is our opportunity. Because frankly, Alex, if we miss this one, we won't have another.
And look, you called it 12, 13 years ago in that super viral clip. And if you'd had more time on Ventura's show, you laid more of it out for them. But they, you know, obviously had to edit it down for time. But you've treated heads of state. They've let you on the plan. And, I mean, you're not making this stuff up. You're on record as a top position. This is as serious as a heart attack.
Oh, it's more serious than a heart attack because a heart attack only kills the person whose heart it was. This is to kill all of us, either as living beings, making 90% or more of us basically toxic fertilizer, and they have, as you know, a new way of disposing of our massive number of corpses, and that is to digest us in lye and turn us into slime.
I was about to say, why have 20-plus states passed a law for mass death and to liquefy our bodies?
Exactly. And the ones who are allowed to survive, the ones who are useful to them, we will be both mind-controlled and genetically controlled through the so-called vaccines, through the nanotechnology. And by the way, Alex, I have a proposal into people who can fund it for a research project to find out exactly what we'll get the nanotechnology out of our bodies that has been injected or infected from the injected, and to then make it available as a frequency for 7 billion people.
I agree. The number one question I get is how do we counter it? Because the globalists wouldn't have launched this attack of this nanotech self-replicating prion if they didn't have a cure.
They have a cure for themselves, of course. We don't have that cure. And so it is urgently important, and that is a research project that I have
certainly to reverse engineer. Where do people find out about that research project?
Well, you know, we have a website called Prevent Genocide 2030 where we have information.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.